Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A body was found Monday afternoon in South Wichita. According to Sedgwick County Dispatch, they received a call around 4:30 p.m. about a body being found under a bridge near 2840 South Hillside Street. Foul play is not suspected. And when it's finally time to retire this year's Christmas tree, some very special Topeka residents will be happy to help. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Although many of us will keep Christmas trees up through the new year, but at some point, it'll be time to retire them. And the animals at the Topeka Zoo would love to help. Most of the animals will receive the trees as enrichment, providing them with a new variety of experiences. Trees have already been donated, but the zoo is happy to take more. Your natural, unflocked, undecorated tree can be left in Gage Park next to the horseshoe courts until January 8th. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Good afternoon. I'm Mandy Fick with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The guided first day hike is part of a program sponsored by America's State Parks, and the first day hikes offer individuals and families an opportunity to begin the new year connecting with the outdoors by taking a healthy hike on New Year's Day at a state park. First day hikes offer a great way to get outside, exercise, enjoy nature, and welcome the new year with friends and family. And there are hundreds of scheduled first day hikes across the United States, including Prairie Dog State Park on Sunday, January 1st, 2023, at 10 a.m. at the Steve Mathis Nature Trail, and hikers will meet at the trailhead. Hikers are told to bring appropriate clothing and shoes and water. The trail is easy in difficulty and 1.4 miles in length. The first 1,000 feet of the nature trail is paved concrete, and the remaining 6,300 feet of trail is gravel. And along the trail, there will be a story walk book as well as a few wildlife information signs. The hike is pet friendly, however, they must be on a leash. For updated information, you can check the park's Facebook page, Prairie Dog State Park, or call Prairie Dog State Park at 785-877-2953. For more information about the First Day Hike program and other hikes around the United States, you can go to stateparks.org. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started a project to replace three bridges along US 24 in western Graham County. The bridges are located approximately 7.5, 9, and 13.5 miles west of Hill City. Initial work will consist of constructing shoe fly detours around each of the bridges. Impacts to traffic are not expected during this phase. However, drivers should remain alert when traveling through the construction zones. Upon completion of the detours, traffic will be routed around the bridges with a reduced speed limit while the reconstruction work takes place. KDOT expects the replacements to be completed in August 2023, weather permitting. Kansas game wardens are warning the public to be aware of the prevalence of coyotes where you work and live, saying that due to extreme drought, the animals are coming into towns more looking for water and food. Wardens said if you didn't spot a coyote in your neighborhood, keep calm as most coyotes avoid people. Seeing a coyote out during the day is not a cause for alarm because most times they are moving to a new area or looking for a place to rest, and coyotes are usually fearful of people. If a coyote displays no fear of people, he's probably been fed, so do not approach them. You can reinstill its fear by raising your arms and yelling to drive them away, which is called hazing. And unlike trapping, which sometimes catches pets or other wildlife, but rarely the coyotes you are causing the problems, the Kansas game wardens advise that hazing works. They say the coyotes may mistake small, unattended pets as prey or attack large dogs they view as threats to territory or dens. So, to keep your animals safe, they suggest two simple steps you can take that include: watch your pets, keep cats indoors, and never leave small dogs outside unsupervised or let any dog out of your yard off a leash, and secure food and water sources for both domestic animals and wildlife. Feed and water your pets indoors and keep garbage secure and picked up. If coyotes come in your area or pose a threat, you should contact the nearest Kansas Wildlife and Parks office. I'll be back with more of your news in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
Beginning December 26th and continuing through January 2nd, the Norton Police Department will join many other law enforcement agencies across the state, including the Kansas Highway Patrol, in the Taking Down DUI Traffic Enforcement Campaign. The New Year's holiday period outranks most of the other holidays in number of crashes in which at least one of the drivers is impaired by alcohol and or other drugs. And driving while impaired is wrong, however, you should know that already. A DUI can stay with you for life, and you will get caught, which should be a sobering thought. So make the right choice, the sober choice, beginning now, as these crashes often affect more than just the impaired driver. The crashes can affect anybody you share with the road with, and the consequences can last a lifetime. While the Norton Police Department always takes impaired driving seriously, they will be conducting more traffic stops than usual during this time and searching for impaired drivers. According to Norton's Assistant Police Chief Jay Sharp, you need to keep in mind that if you are going to be using any impairing substance, don't even consider driving. You need to line up a ride with a sober acquaintance or other safe transportation before you go out. And please keep that in mind as you have a safe and happy New Year. American Red Cross urges blood donors to give now and help fight the potential impact of seasonal illnesses and a potentially severe flu season on the blood supply. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention predicts a serious spread of flu this year and is already reporting a spike in cases in several states. When seasonal illnesses increase, the number of healthy donors tends to decrease, leaving the Red Cross blood supply vulnerable to a potential shortage over the holidays. Paired with the busy holiday schedules and adverse weather, seasonal illnesses may make it harder to collect the blood hospital patients require this winter. So donors, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets, can help bolster the blood supply now by making an appointment to give in the coming weeks. There is no waiting period to donate blood after receiving a flu shot, and you can schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-733-2767. There is an upcoming blood donation opportunity in Norton County on Tuesday, January 3rd at the Norton County Community Hospital, 102 East Holmes Street, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Norton County Hospital would like to remind the public of upcoming closings for the holiday season. Norton Medical Clinic and Norton County Hospital business and administration offices will be closed Monday, January 2nd in observance of New Year's Day. There will be no Saturday clinic at Norton Medical Clinic on December 31st. Please plan appointments, prescription fills, and consultations with clinic staff accordingly. Patients may contact Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. Norton County Hospital's emergency department can assist patients in need at any time. As always, in emergency situations, please call 911. The Norton County Hospital and Norton Medical Clinic wishes everyone a safe and healthy holiday season. I'm Mandy Fick. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. Call 785-877-3351 for all your healthcare needs.
As the old year comes to a close, Hoagland's Market would like to thank the community for a great 2022. Please celebrate responsibly and have a safe and happy new year from everyone at Hoagland's Market in Alma. Remember, no sales tax at Hoagland's Market, fresh produce and full-service meat counter. Kensington Lockers hopes 2023 brings everyone strength, hope, health, and safety for each new day. Happy New Year to friends, family, community, and our brave soldiers. From everyone at Kensington Lockers, home of the big flag, same place, same product, new owners, Dylan and Deidre Tweedy.
Imagine one of your favorite moments, something truly good. This holiday season, it's time to focus on the positive. And Nextech is here to help you share more of what makes life good. Experience and enjoy more of the memories, traditions, and good times with 3 months free of any Nextech service. Plus, current customers can upgrade a service without a price boost for the first 3 months. This holiday season, find more of your good when you visit nextech.com/the good.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. What are some of the funding measures for USDA under the fiscal year 2023 omnibus budget passed by both the Senate and House prior to the holiday recess? Rod Bain has the details.
On Friday, on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives, passage of the 2023 federal omnibus budget, covering all federal departments, including USDA. The 225 to 201 vote of approval by the House came one day following a 68 to 29 vote passage of the measure in the U.S. Senate. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, via press release, notes some of the USDA measures funded under the omnibus, such as increased investments in agricultural research, food safety, and rural development, greater efficiencies and support for equity and opportunity within USDA programs, a permanent and nationwide summer EBT to assure year-round meals for children, additional funds for fire suppression, and new disaster assistance funding to help producers through climate-related disasters. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
The nation's feedlots started the final month of 2022 with 3% fewer cattle on hand compared to a year ago. The monthly update from USDA indicates that 11.67 million head of cattle were on feed at the start of December. That's a net decline of 312,000 from a year ago and 23,000 from the start of November. Placements were down 2% from a year ago at 1.93 million, while marketings were up slightly at 1.89 million. Feedlot populations in Kansas were steady the previous month at 2.33 million head. That's down 6% from a year ago. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Western and central Kansas get a big temperature boost this afternoon with a warm front edging into our state from a deep low pressure trough to the west. Meanwhile, we have a pocket of cold air still parked over eastern Kansas. Tomorrow looks a little bit warmer for those areas. Another strong winter storm is moving into the Pacific Northwest, but we're expecting low impacts for Kansas, except for gusty wind and maybe some light precipitation in our northwest and north-central counties. On the map, a nearly stationary warm front has moved into western Kansas ahead of a strong low-pressure trough in eastern Colorado. Meanwhile, we have a big winter storm moving into the western states with some much-needed precipitation from Washington to California and into the southwestern states. For Kansas, occasional clouds for the afternoon, but plenty of sunshine as well. A wide range of temperatures in the 60s for the western counties, 50s central, and 30s and 40s for the east. Wind will be out of the south or southwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour through the afternoon. Tonight, skies will be clear to partly cloudy. The wind will stay gusty. Looking at Wednesday, more cloud cover in our western counties as a low tracks across central Kansas. It'll be pretty mild statewide with highs warming into the 50s. Some freezing rain is possible late Wednesday into Thursday for north central and northwest Kansas. Otherwise, we stay dry. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, we'll be in the upper 60s with upper 20s and low 30s for the overnight hours. North central, upper 40s to mid 50s with upper 20s and low 30s overnight. Upper 30s and low 40s northeast, and tonight about 30. Mid to upper 60s southwest, and tonight we're in the low to mid 30s. South central, mid 40s to mid 50s and low 30s for the overnight. Upper 30s in the southeast counties this afternoon, and tonight we'll be in the low to mid 30s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyBet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Whistle!